From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The families of Venezuelan opposition leaders Leopoldo López and Antonio Ledezma say the men were taken from their homes during the early morning hours on Tuesday by agents with the Venezuelan intelligence service, SEBIN. Both families posted to Twitter videos of the men as they were being taken, with Ledezma still wearing pajamas. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert called for their release.
Their arrest comes 2 days after the Maduro regime's illegitimate election for a constitutional assembly, which provoked even more violence in that country on the streets, with more than 10 people killed in that alone. The United States is concerned about grave human rights abuses.
Venezuela's Supreme Court said the two leaders were sent back to jail because, quote, official intelligence sources, unquote, discovered they were planning to flee. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said all options remain on the table regarding North Korea. However, Harry Kazianis from the Center for the National Interest said options for North Korea remain limited.
There's no easy solutions here. There's no exact military option that would, you know, we could decapitate Kim Jong-un or invade the country. Those things are off the table.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the United States does not seek regime change and that the United States does not seek a collapse of the regime or an accelerated reunification of the peninsula. He said the United States does not seek an excuse to send its military north of the 38th parallel. U.S. senators renewed calls on Tuesday for President Donald Trump to promptly sign sweeping sanctions against Russia, Iran, and North Korea that both houses of Congress overwhelmingly approved of last week. The White House has signaled it will sign them, but not stated when. VOA News.